Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast, coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And I'd like to tell you right up front that if you want to catch up with us, you can go all the way back on the radio archives to July, I think it's 16, and take up with us from verse 1. We are now at Revelation 12, 13. And when the dragon saw that he was thrown, and the dragon is Satan, that he was thrown down to the earth, he persecuted the woman, the woman is Israel, who gave birth to the male child is Jesus. But the two wings of the great eagle were given to the woman so that she could fly into the wilderness to her place, where she was nourished for a time and times and half a time from the presence of the serpent, 3.5 years, the last 3.5 years of the tribulation. And the serpent poured water like a river out of his mouth after the woman, so that he might cause her to be swept away with the flood. It will be a flood of terrible persecution against her during the time of the tribulation. Revelation 12:6, but earth will help her. But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and drank up the river, which the dragon poured out of his mouth. So the dragon was enraged with the woman and went off to make war with the rest of her children. King James says the remnant of her children. This is the Jewish remnant, who keep the commandments of God and hold to the testimony of Yeshua, Jesus. The numerical Bible says the woman is the nation as in the sight of God, the remnant, those who are ordained of God to continue the nation and who therefore represent the nation before Him. God preserves a people to be the nucleus of the millennial nation. And this, of course, is the special desire of Satan to destroy. They are preserved by the hand of God, though amid trials such as the wilderness naturally indicates, and which is designed of God for their purification. They will come forth a people purified and ready to rule in Jerusalem, which will be the capital of the earth. Dr. Hilton Sutton says, God chose a people, Israel, through whom he could work to bless the whole earth. Satan worked against those people. History records that after Israel produced the male child, her situation progressively worsened. If it were possible for Satan to succeed in his repeated attempts to destroy the entire Israeli race, much of God's word could never be fulfilled, making it void. Satan could then accuse God of being incapable of keeping his word. For this reason, God has directly intervened every time Satan has attempted to destroy the Jewish race. And oh, we see it so many times. The Spanish Inquisition, the Crusades, the Tsarist Russia, in more recent times, Hitler. Dr. Sutton also believes that the river is a river of words from the Antichrist, who, like Hitler, is a great orator. You can find how he uses words in Daniel 8:11 and 25. Satan always opposes God's plan for his people. With Israel, God has said they will come back home, and he has pronounced for them a future in the millennium. Praise the Lord. He has a purpose for the Jews. Isaiah 2:2. And it shall come to pass in the end of days that the mountain of Jehovah's house shall be established on the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it. And many people shall go and say, come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of Jehovah, to the house of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, or the word, and the word of Jehovah from Jerusalem. He will judge between the nations and will decide concerning many peoples, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. God is not through with the Jews. God has plans for Israel. We see with the new heavens and the new earth that they shall still be before him. Isaiah 66, 22, 23, and 24. Satan always opposes God's plan for his people with the nation of Israel. He has used the plan over and over of trying to wipe out Israel, trying to kill them all. And against the church, God has, of course, given great words concerning the church that we are to be the glorious church without a spot or a wrinkle. And Satan has always used the strategy that he uses against the church is to cause schisms and divisions and to keep us coming into the gloriousness that Ephesians 5:27 prophesies, we shall be the glorious church. Isaiah 24, 25, and 26 speak of the times of earth's judgment and the reason for it that will occur during the seven-year period. And Isaiah 26, 20 and 21 tells of the hiding of the Jewish remnant from the wrath of the dragon. I'm reading Isaiah 26, 20. Come, my people, enter into thy chambers and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself for a little moment until the indignation be overpassed. For behold, Jehovah cometh forth out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain. God will avenge even every bit of the innocent blood that was shed. Now, if we have time at the end, we'll go back to the 24th, 25th, and 26th chapters of Isaiah. You can read them yourselves. And it's speaking of the time of earth's judgment, particularly in the tribulation period. Clarence Larkin has an interesting perspective as follows. Baffled in his attempt to destroy the woman, the dragon in his rage will make war against the remnant of her seed, that is, against those Israelites left in Palestine or among the nations that keep the commandments of, quote, two divisions, that keep the commandments of God and those that have the testimony of Jesus Christ. This remnant, Larkin says, is composed of, number one, those who keep the commandments of God, that is, the Orthodox Jews, who observe the Old Testament law, and number two, those who accept the testimony of Jesus Christ. That is, they have accepted that Jesus is coming as their promised King Messiah. The latter class will be those who have received the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom by the two witnesses, the 144,000, and the angels, which have told them, hang on, Jesus, the Messiah, King Messiah is coming. It is time now for that eternal kingdom that you have always heard of. Now, we want to go back to, the Bible tells us to study, to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And we've emphasized over and over that you have to see which group he's talking to. There are three groups of people that he talks about, especially concerning these end time things, the Jews, the nations, and the church. And God has purpose for earth, but we're not coming to the end of the world. Even though you pass by tabloids which say the end of the world, it's not the end of the world. God has purpose, future purpose for earth. He has future purpose for the Jews, future purpose, place, and purpose for the nations. He has purpose for earth, and he has a future purpose for those mid-heavens that are now inhabited by the prince of the powers of the air. The tribulation period is a time of God's judgment, bless the Lord, to prepare earth and its peoples for the immediate future, the millennium. In Isaiah 2:2, we read it before, it shall come to pass in the latter days the mountain of Jehovah's house shall be established on the top of the mountains. That's Mount Moriah in Israel, in Jerusalem. It will be the capital of the whole earth. This will be the time when that happens. That's his future purpose. That's his aim for earth. He will judge between the nations and will decide concerning many peoples, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. That's coming for earth in the millennium. At the end of Isaiah 66, we hear of the new heavens. I think that's the atmospheric heavens. And the heavens where those evil spirits have been. For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me. They're not coming to an end, saith Jehovah. So shall your seed, he's speaking to Jacob, Israel, and your name remain. Hallelujah. So the Jews have a place in the new heavens and the new earth. God is not through with earth. He's not through with the Jews. He's not through with the nations. But the earth, the Jews and the nations, must pass through a judgment to prepare them for God's future purposes. David Barron, in his comments on the book of Zechariah, he says concerning the last chapters, the overthrow of world power and the establishment of Messiah's kingdom is the epitome of the last chapters of Zechariah. Two oracles make up the whole of the second of the book. Chapters 9 through 11 and 12 through 4, 14, treat of war between the heathen nations and Israel. This is Barron's words again. In the first chapters 9 through 11, there's a judgment through which the Gentile world power over Israel is finally destroyed and Israel is endowed with strength. In the second, chapters 12 through 14, it's the judgment through which Israel itself is sifted and purged in the final great conflict with the nations and transformed into the holy nation of Israel. Now, we spoke a little bit to you about the chapters in Isaiah which deal with the judgment of the earth. And the Bible says that the earth is judged for three things. The earth, because it's been defiled. Chapter 24, verse 5. The earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof because, here's the three reasons, they transgress the laws, that would be God's laws. Number 2, change the ordinance. And number 3, broke the everlasting covenant. The nations of the earth will know judgment for breaking the everlasting covenant. The everlasting covenant, we are told in Psalm 105, 10 and 11, 1 Chronicles 16 and 15, is God's covenant with Israel, the people of Israel, for the land of Israel. Praise the Lord. We'd really love to have you come to the Autumn Assembly of Prayer in Branson, Missouri, October 25th through 29th, where the Copelands, Ken and Gloria, Lynn Hammond, Chip Brim, and me, and many others God will send. We'll be ministering as the Spirit leads us. We're going to do our very best to follow Him. And the people who come to this come, there will be several thousand of them, they come not merely to be ministered to, but to be used by God corporately in these, really, the end of days that the Bible has prophesied. It's such a time for America. It's even right before the election. Go online and register. Let us know you're coming. Doesn't cost anything. At billybrim.org. Call us at 1-800-972-3447.